This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas. And doing good while entertaining people at the same time is an interesting idea. It's something that the Austin Junior Forum has been doing for decades. It's a thing called Christmas at the Caswell House. And the fact that they put on this event helps them to help a whole lot of other people in the community. My guest today is Tanya Riley, who is the Christmas event chair for 2022 at the Austin Junior Forum, their Christmas at the Caswell House coming up soon. And Tanya, I must say, you start early. You get into Christmas early. Why do you like to get a jump on everybody else?
We do start Christmas early with Austin Junior Forum. We always have historically held Christmas at Caswell the first weekend in November. We like to have it early to kind of kick off the season for everyone, get a jump start on the other holiday events, and just start putting everyone in the mood for the season.
Well, first of all, if people don't know where the Caswell House is, it is a beautiful historic home that used to be in the northwest corner of the city of Austin.
Yes.
At the corner of West and what used to be North. 15th Street was North Avenue. And it was, I think, late 1890s, Daniel Caswell, who bought and sold cotton and did cottonseed oil and all of that stuff. And then his sons built homes next to him. And one of them was torn down when they expanded 15th Street.
Right.
And then the one just on the other side of 15th Street, on the north side there, is one of his sons. The Caswell House, I didn't know until doing my homework for this conversation. You all own the house.
Yes, we do. We are very proud of that. So we, or our past members, I should say, bought the house in 1978 from the city of Austin. A group of women got together because we needed a home base for Austin Junior Forum.
Yeah.
And back then, being as times were, the women were not allowed to purchase the house. It actually had to be purchased in the names of their husbands.
Wait a minute. This was the 1970s.
Yes, sir.
1970s. A woman couldn't buy her own house?
Could not purchase real estate. That is correct.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
But the women got it done, and we established a series of cookbooks to pay off the mortgage. A
couple of hundred thousand cookbooks.
Yes.
Yeah. I think we have one in our home, actually. But the Caswell House is a beautiful house. And I just between you and me, I used to know the guy that was like the caretaker. I've partied on the roof.
Nice. Nice. Not too many people can say that.
Yeah. And so right now, you being the Christmas event chair, you've got to do it up big time in that house. Do you have a permanent set of Christmas decorations, or do you change it up every year?
We change it up every year. We do have, you know, we have our set of garland and then our set of trees, but every year the decorations are different because the decorations are actually for purchase.
Oh,
so
okay.
Each Christmas at Caswell does not look the same as the one before.
And you have not had a Christmas at the Caswell House for a couple of years now because of the pandemic. And wasn't there a flood too?
Yes, sir. In 2019, we were in gear to have Christmas at Caswell, and we had a water pipe break on the second floor, and it damaged the second floor, the first floor, and the basement.
Oh, my.
And we had to have some major renovations done to our home. So we had to cancel 2019, and then 2020 and 2021 were canceled because of the pandemic.
So this is the first one in 4 years.
Yes, sir. Since 2018 was the last one. And so this year, our theme is returning home for Christmas.
And all the information about the events, is it Christmas at the CaswellHouse.org, is that correct?
Christmas at CaswellHouse.org, yes. No the in there.
And we'll get down to what some of the events are here in just a second, but being a .org, you are a nonprofit organization, and there is a distinction that I got wrong. You're the Austin Junior Forum. There's also the Austin Junior League, or the Junior League of Austin.
Different
groups, both trying to help out people.
Exactly.
And you talk about using your powers for good. There's a nice thing that you wrote on the website, on the Austin Junior Forum website, about what is your reason for being. You bring up a lot of the things that the forum does in that, it's kind of like a poem, isn't it?
It is. So Austin Junior Forum, our reason for being is to help the local community. We focus on the women, children, and elderly of the Austin area. we help them in various ways. In doing so, we partner with other local nonprofits. So we do hands-on volunteer work with them. We also have our grants program where we distribute funds to help them further their missions. So it's very much so a community service organization.
How many people are in it?
Right now, so we have active members and we have sustainers, which are previous members who are still connected to the group. So right now we're about at 100 members total.
Not that many for all the work you do.
It's not. The past couple of years, we have declined, as can be expected. So we're working our way back up.
Over 40 years of doing Christmas at the Caswell House, almost $2 million has been raised.
That is correct. So all of the proceeds from Christmas at Caswell goes to our grants program, which, again, is distributed to nonprofits.
And a lot of nonprofits on their website that they help. Any Baby Can, Ronald McDonald House, Foster Angels, Austin Groups for the Elderly, lots of groups. So how do you all decide what groups you're going to support?
Well, there's a couple different ways. So we partner with organizations strictly in the community service aspect and then also with the grants program. Mm-hmm. So our grants committee starts early in the year. They put out applications and they just analyze how the groups are suggesting that they would use the funds. And so we just decide with our pocket or our pot of funds who we could support best and which projects would make the biggest impact. Mm-hmm. And so every year we're adding on new partners. Some you don't have to be a partner and receive a grant. All of our grant recipients are community service partners, but not all of our community service partners are grant recipients.
Okay.
So we have more partners that we do monthly volunteer services with.
How long have you been a member of the Austin Junior Forum?
I have been a member since 2014.
And now the pressure is on.
It is.
Because you're running Christmas at the Caswell House.
Yes.
The pressure is on. And again, you start early. I think the first event is November 3rd.
Yes, next Thursday, November 3rd. We always kick off with the Women and Wine event. It's just such a fun girls' night out type event.
Uh-huh. And then there's different programs throughout the first week of November, like mother and daughter teas and things like that. Everything's listed on the christmas@caswellhouse.org website. What are some of your favorites that you're looking forward to this year?
My favorite has always been the gospel brunch. That's the one I've been hosting for the past few years. I'm hosting it again this year. It's just a lot of fun. Family members return to that one year after year. And then the mother-daughter teas are always fun too. So I will be attending that one as a guest with my daughter.
Oh, you don't have to work it.
That one I am not working, no.
When did you start planning for Christmas?
Normally, we plan Christmas all year round. This year, we were still debating whether to actually be able to hold Christmas. You know, would we be able to find all of the items we needed, the vendor. So we got started really late in the game this year and started in late summer. So it's been a very tight schedule, but normally it's a year-round planning session. Once we wrap up one Christmas at Caswell, we start planning for the next.
And again, all the information is online, and the Austin Junior Forum owns the Caswell House.
Yes.
And have an office there. So once your events are done in early November, I know that you rent out the building. Do a lot of other people have their Christmas parties there?
Our busy season is, the holiday season. We have different organizations that rent it out for office holiday parties, personal parties. It's a typical event venue. So we have, weddings, corporate spaces have meetings there. So if you're looking for a space for any reason, the Caswell House just may be the space for you.
Yeah, instead of trying to decorate your office or have everybody come to your house, you just get the Caswell House. And again, all that money goes to help these organizations that you support.
Correct.
All right. I guess there's strength in numbers. If you join an organization like the Austin Junior Forum, you're working with like-minded people. They want to be involved. They want to get to know other people. They want to help out. So what's the main motivation for you?
Well, for me, I joined in 2014 because I was a part of a young women's mission group in my church.
Yeah.
And I was aging out of that group and I needed something to continue doing the hands-on community service that I was used to doing. Because in a lot of places, it's hard to do community service as a single person. Mm-hmm. You have to be connected to a group somehow to get access to these various organizations. Mm-hmm. And so it can be hard to serve the community on your own. And Austin Junior Forum is a great way to be able to do so.
What do people have to do? Do they have to be invited to be a part of the group?
No, you can join at any time. We have monthly meetings. We meet the first Tuesday of each month at the Caswell House. Of course, we're not doing that in November, but if you come to Christmas at Caswell, we'll have information out for membership. But anyone, if you're 21 and over, you can join. You can join at any time of the year. We would love to have more members.
And these are individually ticketed events that are coming up, and you can get the tickets, again, on the website, christmasatcaswellhouse.org.
Yes.
All right. So what's your biggest challenge now since you're the chair?
Oh, just wrapping up some details, finalizing some details with a few vendors, just getting most of the things that would have been done at this point, you know, we're still wrapping up, but we're excited. We actually start decorating on tomorrow, Friday. So we start putting all the decorations up. So it's full steam ahead from here on out.
That's probably kind of a party in itself too, right?
It is. It's a lot of fun. Glitter everywhere.
Because usually people have to do that, but you know, by themselves or one or two people, and they start arguing. You know, don't put that up there. Right. Or maybe that's just my house. Got to start pulling Christmas out of the garage. It's all in boxes in the garage.
Yes.
Yeah. I noticed the other day it looked like Christmas lights on somebody's house, and I thought, come on, it's not even Halloween yet. It's a little early.
Right.
You're ahead of the junior forum. And somebody said that might have been Diwali, an Indian.
Ah, yes.
They do lights too, so I'm hoping.
Right.
I'm hoping it was that. I really learned some stuff about the junior forum, because it's more than just decorating a house for Christmas and having people over. I mean,
it really is.
It's a serious commitment to serving the community, making a difference.
Yes.
And using your powers for good.
Exactly.
We all have powers.
And that's what we aim to strive for.
Well, Tanya Riley, thank you so much for your time. And I'm sure you're pretty busy in addition to your own job, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, again, Austin Junior Forum, Christmas at the Caswell House, and it's Christmas at Caswell. That's CASWELL, Caswell.org. Tanya, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin. I do appreciate this opportunity so much.
We don't usually on this show talk about specific events like Christmas at the Caswell House, but knowing what they do with the money that they raise, $1.7 million over the past 40 years, I guess, has been raised for these other nonprofit organizations. So they're really helping other people in the community while showing everybody a pretty good time at the same time. Your comments on today's program and suggestions for topics you would like to hear addressed in future episodes of the Regional Report are always welcome at studio@sunradio.com.